Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Will we have a budget today or not? Well, consensus this morning seems to be that we will, and it will contain a small increase in VAT. There also seems to be consensus that the DA will oppose the budget for that reason. News 24 Business says that talks between the ANC and DA last evening were still deadlocked, while Business Day quotes a presidency spokesperson as saying the budget will be tabled and any disagreements among cabinet members will be dealt with afterwards. In non-budget news, U.S. banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase has downgraded South African equities from overweight to neutral. News 24 Business reports it's concerned about an economic slowdown here and the effectiveness of the country's economic reforms. While South Africa's investment case on reforms remains an attractive point of departure, says J.P. Morgan, it is unlikely to result in meaningful economic growth that's above 2% in the coming 2 years. It also referred to strained relations between Pretoria and Washington, which it says creates uncertainty around the performance of South Africa's domestic assets. In South Africa's third biggest bank, Absa, is reporting a strong recovery in the second half of its financial year, with bad debts down and profits from home loans and car finance up. Absa's headline earnings are up 10% to 22 billion rand for the year to end December, and it's declared a final dividend of 775 cents a share compared with 685 cents the year before. Absa also looking to save 5 billion rand over the next 3 years and says it sees opportunities to expand trade with partners outside the US and develop new markets in the wake of Donald Trump claiming that the nation is confiscating farmers' land, which is, of course, untrue. On the markets, well, the JSE All Share ended down last evening, but just a quarter of a percent, the top 40 in almost the same position. In London, the FTSE went further, down 1.3%. In New York, the Dow down 1.1%. The S&P 500 down 0.8%. The Nasdaq down 0.2%. Tokyo this morning down 0.3%. Hong Kong the same. Sydney down 1.5%. The US dollar remains weaker at 109 to the euro. The rand at 18.26 to the dollar. 19.90 to the euro. 23.61 to sterling. The euro very firm this morning, by the way, on news that Ukraine has agreed to a US-brokered 30-day ceasefire with Russia. Gold at 2,916, platinum 986, Bitcoin just under 82,300, Brent crude oil just on $70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.